Thank you for calling customer service. How may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to speak to someone regarding my broadband.
Yes, you can speak to me. Whom am I speaking to?
It's Kim McDonald. I need the AVID number. I paid the bill off on Friday, $185. I want to disconnect.
What is your account number, your customer ID?
I wouldn't have, because I haven't been able to get on any site. Give it to me. I've been trying to do this for 2 months. Every time I try and find a phone number, what I'm getting, the numbers don't exist and everything else. All I get is a message, the phone number to call back doesn't work, and my bill's been jacked up to $185 in 2 months. So I didn't negotiate a contract. I was with MVN.
Why do you want to cancel?
Cancel because I can't talk to anyone. There is no website, no phone number.
But you are
all I found.
To me right now, right?
Yeah, I got you on a website from Victoria, and my billing $185 for 2 months with no megabytes or anything does not make sense. So I need the AVID number so I can disconnect. Thank you. It's all paid up, hasn't been used since.
Yeah, the bills are paid, but if you cancel, you have to pay a cancellation fee. You are in a contract with us till next year.
Oh, no, no, no. You violated that because it was supposed to be $40 with unlimited, and I got a bill for $185.
That is for 2 months. You connect. See, I'll tell you, Kim. Kim, you were with
yes.
us. Again, you changed to some other provider. Again, we got your service connected back to us, right? There must be a confusion with your service because maybe you have spoken to someone and by unknowingly you joined up the provider. But again, in the month of October, we connected you back to us. So that's the reason.
Okay,
Okay,
so you're telling me that I signed a contract with Unlimited. I never signed anything.
No, there
with
is
you
a contract.
Guys.
It's a verbal. We did the contract over the call. We have the call recording where you accepted the contract term. If you
what
want,
with unlimited for unlimited broadband?
Yes, unlimited. You're getting unlimited internet.
And how much is it supposed to be a month?
$59.95. See, I'll tell you.
So it's $59. Sorry, just can you hang on? $59 a month. Now that's what I thought. Now, so that's
yes.
2 months I owed, and what? How did it jump to $185? Because I haven't actually even been using on demand with Foxtel. So how did it jump? Because I've got unlimited data on my phone, so. What I did was I've been turning everything off at the wall. I haven't downloaded anything off my TV because I'm too scared to because I get hit with this big bill. And now I've got Foxtel trying to wear me back. And when I try and contact, I kept coming up on the internet. So I went through Chrome and I went through another way because there's so many companies called Amphone you would not believe. And I'm reading all these things saying you can't talk to them, a provider. I don't know what's going on, but all I'm seeing is that...
You just call on this number. I'll give you the number.
Okay, so now I have a 1300 number, so you are Australia.
Yes.
Well, thank
you.
Sorry about my tone. I thought I was working with another country.
No. Listen to me once. Kim, there's a bill of $40 which is due on the account because... There was a confusion. You had joined some other provider. Again,
no, I never joined any provider. I never joined another provider. This is what I said to Foxtel, a company called Superloop's been trying to jump over Amphone.
Yes, they took over the service.
Well, no,
again,
they didn't.
They did. We got the reconnection done again. That is the reason there was a confusion on your bill.
Oh, so they did jump me.
Yes, unknowingly had disconnected you from us. Again, we got the connection back. So now you are with us, and there's a bill of $40. And there will be from
I'll pay that. I'll pay the $40 today. Now, how do I pay? Do you have?
You can pay now. Have a card, you can pay.
Yeah, I can pay now. Now, I do this once a month on this date. Yes?
Yes. Once you pay this $40, you are all clear. There's no dues. And from next month,
so now,
you just pay $59.95. Okay?
Okay. So it's $59.95, not $40.
Yes, from next month. No, not
$40. Okay. Now, can I ask you a question? The same thing has happened to me. I'm with Energy Australia, right? Alinda from Victoria has jumped over. I said I don't do anything on the phone. I want to see paperwork to see what it's about. They send me the paperwork. I've still got it in front of me. I haven't filled it out. And then I get a phone call from my pension because I'm on a disability, my heart at the moment. Because I need new valves. Anyway, they have stopped. Centrelink said, we've got money backed up on your account for your energy because your energy has been changed to another provider. And I just told them, what gave you, because I had to go at Centrelink, what gave you the right to turn it over to them? And they said, well, we just assumed. I said, well, you assumed wrong. So I'm having problems there at the moment. And I did no talking. I'm going to ring Alinda next. But Centrelink are in big trouble because there was no recording. Because with the super loop, you know what I mean? I said, no, after the super loop thing, I said, no recordings. I want on paperwork because I'm trying to run my accounts, my dad's accounts, and look after his whole estate. And I'm getting shammed in between with these companies. And I can't keep up.
I would advise you, please do not. Any company calling you, giving you a very cheap offer like $20, $30, do not accept those companies' offer. They are scam companies. They will just disconnect you. They will take your personal details. Don't provide your details to anyone.
Okay, so you're telling me this bill's $40 and then it goes to $65 a month, yeah?
No, $59
a month. Okay, I can do that.
From next month.
Okay.
And if you have any issues next month, you just call. And
I will ring on this number.
Yeah, and ask for Kim. My name is also Kim.
Kim. I remember you now, because Dwayne, who's in India with NBN, he's been going through this with me for 4 months. God love him. I'll send him a Christmas present. And he rang me this morning. I said, I haven't got onto him because I know there's another two companies involved with this line, and I know one jumped one. And when I got on to look at your line, I was using the internet, not Chrome, which is another internet from another country, which has somehow slipped onto a Samsung phone. I don't know how it happened, how they done it, but they done it when the update's downloaded. Anyway, I still sorted that out, and that's when I started working everything out. So if you send me a message link to pay that, or can we do that over the phone now?
You can give me your card number. I will pay this.
Okay. Can we just pay for the 2 months now?
No, no. You just pay $40. And next month, you check how much you're paying.
Okay. No worries. Okay. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I can email Dwayne in India because, you know, they don't live well over there. So, you know, I want to... But he does work for Foxtel, you know, but I don't know how much they pay them, you know, and I think it's horrible. But anyway, the number is
4239-5300-9430-6587.
Okay, the validation number is, sorry, my glasses broken. I'm using magnifying glasses. It is 08/29. And my CV number is 026.
526. Okay.
Yeah.
Give me a moment.
Sorry, I pre-adopted a dog because the place closed. So I'm also we had to catch into a routine, so I'm really my back's against the wall at the moment. I have
okay,
him for 3 months.
Okay, all paid now. Okay.
Okay, so
you just paid for the bill, and then if you have any extra charges, you just call and speak to me. I'll waive that off for you.
Okay, so what would the extra charges be with the bill if it's unlimited?
So if there is, there shouldn't
oh,
be.
Oh, okay. Do you have a website?
Yeah, we do have a website. It's
okay, I'll look it up. I'll look it up then.
Yeah, but do you do call on this number, on the customer service number?
Okay, Kim. Well, I'm just going to ask for you all the time. So, what is the bill for?
Sorry,
that was me. What date does it usually fall in the month?
You get the bill next month, okay? On the 1st or 2nd, and then you have the due date till 18th.
Okay, so the date is from what date?
From 1st to 31st.
Okay, 12th to 21st. Okay, so if I pay them on the 12th, okay, so we have no problem. Okay, so the 12th of February it'll be.
Yep.
Okay, not a problem.
I can help you with?
No, you have a lovely Christmas, Kim.
Same to
sorry
you.
For
and
the.
If you have an issue, please give us a call.
Oh, there won't be an issue. I totally have got it now. I've just had a lot of medical and stuff going on as well. Thank you so much,
take care
Kim.
Of yourself, okay? Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas to you and your family. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.